Joe, Star Music, Star 98.7. Things can only get better. Sorry, I was in the bathroom there. Oh, my God.
Whenever hey, Lisa, ready. I don't know if you heard, but last Monday night, Brad and Jen reunited. Dr. Jen and Brad. Bradley, our night guy here at the radio station.
Hi, Dr. Jen.
Hey, how are you?
We're fantastic. Doing well.
How you doing?
I was very worried about the rumor that Brad and I had split up.
Aww.
That's right, but you're still every Monday night, 10 o'clock on Star 98.7. Your show is called On the Couch.
Absolutely.
All right, and Dr. Jen Berman, you're a licensed marriage and family therapist in Beverly Hills.
I am.
Also, you have a new series coming out on A&E in February, and also you write a column in the LA Family Magazine.
I do all of those things.
Fancy.
And I love Star 98.7. I think that that's probably my favorite.
Aww.
Thank you, Dr. Jen.
Thank you. Dr. Jen, I come from a family with a couple of divorces in it. The divorce rate nationwide is over 60% high.
I know, Mike, I can't believe my parents have been married for 39 years.
Aw, see, I love that.
Larry and Pamela Pullman, I love you. Sorry, I know this isn't my acceptance speech or anything like that.
So in terms of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston officially or legally separating, him moving out of the house, what does separation mean?
Well, Lisa, that means two people are no longer together.
What does a separation mean in terms of divorce and keeping two people from getting divorced?
Well, there are pretty much two camps of people. And there's one camp for whom a separation is just a step on the way to divorce. And then there's another camp that actually uses a separation to figure out if their marriage is still viable and actually tries to work on their marriage and improve it. And many of those people end up going back to each other and having a stronger marriage as a result of that.
But how does moving out help with that?
Well, you know, there's something about seeing your life without that person in it that kind of gives you a taste of what it would be like to be divorced from them that makes people oftentimes more motivated to work through their problems.
So when you're separated, though, are you allowed to see other people, or is that just something you have to work out?
Well, I mean, isn't that a Friends episode? We were on a break. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what the couple decides they want to do.
What are their rules? Yeah.
Exactly. And for many couples, it can make it much more difficult and complicated if they start dating other people. Yet, on the other hand, it can also make you appreciate your spouse a whole lot more when you realize you could actually lose the spark.
So after a couple of weeks with Angelina Jolie, Brad may be like, allegedly, you may be begging for Jen back.
This is very possible.
No, I can only imagine, and you know, aside from seeing it in my family with my mom, but with friends, you know, after you get divorced, it's like you never planned on being single again. And to be out there on the dating scene, especially in Southern California, that's enough to make you want to run back to your ex.
Seriously, although, you know, statistically speaking, men tend to remarry much quicker than women. You know, it's funny, you guys take a while to make that commitment, but once you do it, you seem to really thrive in a marriage situation. And many guys, as soon as they're divorced, they tend to remarry relatively quickly. And especially with all the stuff we're hearing about Brad being family-oriented and how much he wants kids, I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
When people do separate, what should they do during the separation to properly get all the help they can to make the right decision?
Well, I always, of course, recommend therapy because it can really help you figure out what are your issues versus what are the issues of the marriage. Because sometimes we project our own negative stuff onto our partner. You can be unhappy in your own life, and then you look at your partner, and it's easy to blame them.
They become part of that misery.
Yeah, exactly. So it's important for both people, whether you work through the marriage or not, to be able to sort things out on their own and also to go through their own grief and loss process. Because even if you get back together, there is a loss of sort of marriage and the idealization of marriage as you know it. Because we all
the innocence is gone.
Exactly.
Why can you get that out of therapy, though?
Well, because you're able to start to separate what your fantasy is from what the reality is, and you're also able to sort of mourn that loss of whether it be the person or of sort of the fantasy.
And Dr. Jen Berman, let me ask you this. How do men and women handle separation differently?
Women tend to mourn the loss of the relationship in the relationship, whereas men tend to do it afterwards, which is kind of an interesting separation tidbit.
Yeah. All right. Very much so. Very interesting. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Jen Berman. You can check her out Monday nights, 10 o'clock with our night guy, Bradley. Monday nights, 10 o'clock on Star 98.7. The name of the show is called On the Couch. You can call them with any of your relationship questions that you may have at 800-STAR-987. Also at drjen.com. 519 Star Street Check, L.A., Orange County, Lexus Dealers, Traffic Center. So, Lise, bottom line, can separation actually save a marriage?
I'd love to hear some success stories.
Yeah, 800-STAR-987 is the number. What do you have for us?
Westminster, 22 westbound at Springdale. Two car accident blocks the fast lane. Also, crash still there in Irvine.